Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we're in France, where, although far from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, Lyon is home to a little-known story of one of cinema's most important moments. Monocle's Charlie Filmer Court explains more.
It's the 19th of March, 1895, in the French city of Lyon, and the day is drawing to a close. It's finishing time for the factory workers, and the ladies and gentlemen dressed in Victorian garb shuffle out of the building. There's a man on a bike, and even someone leading a horse, all on their merry way home after a tough day at the Lumière factory. And that's it. You may ask what's remarkable about this, and why, over 126 years later, I'm recounting this seemingly innocuous event. And it's a fair question. However, the reason is because it's a very brief description of one of the first films ever made, and the first using a set and actors. Far from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, it was in Montplaisir, an unassuming corner of a city that's probably best known for its culinary exports than anything else, in which modern film was born. And thankfully, despite the city's best demolition efforts in the 1970s, this important piece of cinematic history is still there. Now known as the Hangar du Premier Film, it is part of the Institut Lumière that commemorates the trailblazing Lumière brothers, whose cinematograph was responsible for this film, as well as many other important moments in the early history of the moving image. The Lumière brothers were sons of a wealthy industrialist whose family made its fortune making and selling photographic plates. With a great knowledge of the mechanisms of creating a still image, and inspiration from Thomas Edison's kinetograph across the pond, the two brothers Auguste and Louis set their hearts on creating the first motion picture. After a few years of planning, they were successful. The cinematograph not only corrected the flaws of Edison's previous invention, but was readily portable, and allowed for the films to be projected once made. It was with this piece of technology that the aforementioned film was made, named rather creatively as Sortie des Usines Lumière, or Workers Leaving the Lumière Factory. Sadly, the surrounding factories in which the Lumières made their photographic plates, and in turn their fortune that enabled this inventive streak, were destroyed in the 1970s, and the famous factory doors that made up the first ever film set would have been two a decade later, had it not been for Bernard Chardin, a film lover and founder of film magazine Positif, who campaigned tirelessly for its preservation. This foresight proved vital, and in 1995, the site was classified as a historical monument by the French Ministry for Culture, protecting it in future from any short-sighted planning ambitions. Since gaining this status, the importance of this site has continued to grow. The vast Art Deco villa that the brothers formerly lived in now houses the Musée Lumière, and the complex also hosts an annual film festival that attracts visitors from all over the world. Emulating Hollywood somewhat, it also has a wall dedicated to filmmakers that have made a pilgrimage to the site. It currently boasts names such as Clint Eastwood, David Lynch, and Steven Soderbergh. For any film fans that find themselves in the city, it's certainly worth the trip.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Charlie Filmer Court for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.